This is RSBNB Update, episode 183, recorded Friday, December 19th, 2008. What's a Yeti? Hello, everybody. Welcome to that fabulous podcast you guys all know as RSBNB Update. Brad's sick this week with the flu, so I have taken the initiative and got some guests to fill in his place. First off, going in order of age, is Kirby, who won last week's sing-along contest for Brad's birthday.
Is this age descending or ascending?
Ascending. And then, as you've heard there, that is Chief Snake, a.k.a. Brad, Chiefy, whatever you want to be called. You're on here because you are one of the noob mods. I was originally also going to get Paul to come on here, but he had to vacate the premises due to an impending storm. So.
Yeah, sorry for ruining your introduction, Kirby. Your hello, your greeting, that's it.
It wasn't going to be anything special anyway.
Yeah,
I just said hi.
See, I was going to try and come up with something. I had something last night, but in order for it to work, I needed Paul to be here as well, but oh well. Anyway, so we're just going to sit back, relax, and enjoy this nice winter day in the Northern Hemisphere and a summer day in the Southern Hemisphere for you, I suppose.
Mm-hmm, but it's not very summery right now.
Oh, the wind, we heard earlier. Anyways.
You mean the speeding cars?
Yes, that's what it sounded like. But anyways, more on that later. So, you guys liked the Christmas event this year?
It was fun.
Okay. What about you, Brad?
It was alright. It wasn't too special, but it was good.
Yeah, it's sort of like... In order of past Christmas events, I have to say that Christmas 2005 is still the best. What about you guys? What do you guys think?
I think this one's the best, I guess.
Really? Even though it's so short?
Well, I guess. I don't know. I like tracking Jack Frost down.
Okay. What about you?
Yeah, I have to say I hate you because I skipped the 2005 Christmas event. It was the only one I missed.
What were you doing?
I don't know. I wasn't playing RuneScape at that time, I don't think. But, yeah, I don't know how it is compared to other years. But okay. The other years haven't been that great either. Not recent ones, anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think it's been all right. Yeah, it's been an improvement.
But you get the Santa suit.
Mm-hmm.
Which we all like, you know.
It's nothing unique. It's
a Santa suit.
But I suppose
suit.
They needed to release that sometime.
It's a Santa suit.
I know. I like the Santa suit. You know, the only problem I have with it is that that I'm not fat enough and I don't have a hit points cape to go with it. That's all.
Yeah, they need to release body styles.
Yeah, you know, like you should be able to be short and fat. You know. Like that one guy in that James Bond movie.
Yes.
Anyways, so, no. I don't know. We should talk a bit about how to actually get this thing. Basically, what you do is you go find, who was it? The Snow Imps, and then say that you need to track down Jack Frost, and then it's basically, you know, in Meeting History, how you are making history, I think it was, how you use the ring to tell if you're getting warmer or colder.
It was a key.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. But basically here you use an ice amulet, and if you're getting colder, that means you're close to Jack Frost. Then once you find him, you you talk to him, and he'll escape to his hideout, and then your imp will teleport you there, and then you just use the power of physics and slip on the ice and run into him, and therefore you disable him.
Yeah.
And then you burn Santa.
Yeah, well, no, you don't burn Santa. You thaw the sleigh, but you know. But you know, that's all a cutscene, so I really don't count that, because it's just not player interaction. So you're just watching it happen. So. I don't know. Like, that's sort of what took it away from me this year. It wasn't that involved. It was done in all of 5 minutes, you know, whereas compared to last year's or the Halloween one actually took some time. So, I don't know. That's what
Yeah, well, it depends who you are as to how long it takes. Like,
yeah.
For me, it only took a few minutes. But I was talking to this this guy who obviously must not have understood that colder meant you were getting closer. So he was running around for over an hour and he still hadn't found his head imp. He still found Jack Frost. That's what it is. I'm sorry.
Is that somebody on RuneWire? Because I thought that was posted there or something.
No, it might have been, but no, I'm talking about someone different.
Okay. So, what do you guys rate this out of 5? Kirby first.
I'd say 4 or 5.
Okay. Brad?
I don't know. It's nothing too special. Maybe 3 or 4.
Okay, pick.
3.
Okay, I'm going to go 3 as well, just to sort of be nice and even, you know. So that's what we got there. So Santa suit and, of course, a little emote. I don't know. I like the Santa suit. I posted a picture on RuneWire, runewire.com/Shane, for anybody who wants to go there and find that. Anyway, so... We also got a quest this week that came along with this. It's called Myths of the White Lands. And basically this is another exercise in watching your feet on ice. So you get teleported to the place, and then you have to go through a series of rooms in order to get to the Yeti, as it's called at the end. I don't know, I've never heard of a Yeti before. What's a Yeti?
You've never heard of a Yeti?
No.
You've never heard of a Yeti before?
No.
Wow.
Wow.
Enlighten me. Maybe.
Look at the Yeti. What?
It's like a big snow beast, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
How do you guys know about that?
It's mythical. Everyone knows about the Yeti. What are you talking about, Shane?
I'd never heard of something like that.
Oh. You need a life.
But basically, your job is to retrieve these so-called enchanted stones by making your way through a maze of ice. And then basically you got to use the walls to stop yourself from sliding. And then, that sort of thing. Push a few blocks around. It's good fun. You also get, 20,000 woodcutting experience. 10,000 agility experience and 2,000 crafting experience for little things along the way. So that's worth more than the quest itself. So,
yeah.
But then at the end, you discover that these enchanted stones are really frozen Yeti dung. So. it's
creative.
Wait, how did it get on the roof, though?
What do you mean, how they get on the roof?
Well, the Yeti fell on the ground or something, and the droppings fell down to the ground or something like that.
I don't know. Oh, right. Oh, yes. The way that happened is, you know, there was that little pipe thing. You talk through that pipe and it amplifies your voice.
Uh-huh.
So that's how that fell to the ground. So.
But how did it get there?
I don't know. I assume it was there before, put there by the Jagex developers.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Little information on the quest. 500 XP experience lamp and 1 quest point. So, I don't know. You guys gonna do it?
Might as well. How long is it?
You can probably... It took me about half an hour because I didn't know what I was doing at first, but you could probably get it done in half the time.
Okay.
But if you need 1 quest point... I don't know. I think you have better things to do after we're done the show.
Yeah, well, after I've done the show, I have better things to do, but it might be worth doing just because it's easy and I have to do it sometime.
Yeah, and you need 270 quest points sooner or later. Anyways. Moving on from that. Oh, I should state that this quest was developed by Frederic M. Just a little bit of trivia there in case anybody was wondering.
Oh, I get it. Huh. Yes, sorry.
Anyways, we should be moving on now. The bug bag we got this week again. I'll just run through these quickly. Several changes to the quick chat system, extra options for phrases for various activities, from boss fights to mini games, and some general chit chat, and much more. I don't know, that's always good. I'm still divided on the issue of quick chat, you know? What do you guys think?
I don't know.
I'm not sure what's worse, though. The fact they added quick chat, or when you're muted now, you can't see regular chat. I don't know. Not sure what's worse. But.
I'd probably say the second one, where you can't see regular chat.
Yeah. They've also added an option for people who subscribe with credit cards to give you notification when the credit card is going to be expiring so you don't lose your membership.
Yay.
I thought it didn't automatically... I thought it recurred...
Yeah, it does. But if your credit card expires, you know how they expire every 4 years
or
so?
Yeah, sorry.
mini games necklace has been tweaked a bit so there's not that delay. You know how there's a delay when you use it on some places?
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's always nice.
I think I noticed that, actually.
Balance Elemental has become wise to your tricks and will now fight originally as intended, varying his attack styles with your prayers. Make sure you're fully prepared before you attempt to engage this foe. Isn't that thing in the player that the thing in the player own houses thing?
What thing?
The little elemental thing in the games room.
What are we talking about? I thought you said chaos elemental. Did I hear wrong?
Balance elemental.
In the houses.
I'm completely lost. Just next thing.
Okay. Last one. Because of the large selection of items Diango can now look after, there's a right-click option for retrieving your lost holiday items. You can speak to him in the Drainer Marketplace.
Finally.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, isn't the balance elemental that one you fight during while Guthix sleeps?
No.
What?
That's a tormented demon.
No, but the balance elemental comes before those, doesn't it?
No, the balance elemental is a thing you can banish in your player-owned house games room.
Okay,
it's the thing
fine.
Where you can throw spells at it.
Yeah, you have to fire spells at it.
Depending on the color.
Oh, it is level 454. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yes,
I'm sorry. I thought it was. And you haven't done the quest yet, have you?
No.
How the heck did you know that?
I still read through the guide.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's that.
I mean, I didn't do that. I don't use guides.
Stealing creation rewards have been changed, as we discussed before, so you'll get a nice little message when you log in that your points have been converted. Oh, yes, Players Gallery number 26. You guys have any favorites this month?
I haven't looked at it.
Okay, well, look quickly.
Yep,
okay, so I do have a few, I guess. Open it at the second.
You have to pick one.
Oh, okay. I'd have to say the one with the runes, then.
Okay. What about you?
I'm just going through them.
Okay. As for me, it's either the flail, the Bando's Godsword, or the little thing at Guthin's at the top, but I'm going to have to go with the Bando's Godsword.
Oh, wow, that is good. wait, that's not 3D, is it? I actually thought it was.
What, the Godsword?
The Bando's Godsword.
It looks 3D.
It's real life, not 3D rendering.
It's real life. Yeah, it's lying on a couch or something.
I wonder if you made it out of real metal, you know?
No, I can see what it's made of.
Well, what's it made out of then?
I have no idea, but it's probably like paper or something.
Yeah, but I think it would be nice to actually have one that was made out of real metal, you know, to actually feel how heavy it would be, you know, solid steel.
Oh, wow.
Try taking that into school on Halloween.
You can't do that anymore, though.
Yeah, that's too bad. So have you picked one yet?
I like that. Oh, okay, I won't pick that because it has a name that I can't pronounce. Let's just go with... Oh, come on. I blame New Zealand internet. Okay, I'm going to pick the one called Snowmen by Pixie Rain. That looks good, don't you agree?
Which one is that?
I would link you, but you have been removed from our MSN conversation.
No, it's not that.
It's the one with the little girl.
Oh.
Making a snow.
What is it?
Yeah, that's it.
Why does it say snowman if she's a girl? Oh, she's making a snowman.
She's making a snowman, like Kirby just said.
Oh, okay. Okay, so there you go. There's
kind of disproportionate body, but oh well. Yes.
Yeah, you can't blame people for that. You know, some people have like skewed eyes. You know, where some things appear bigger than. But anyways, that's beside the point. Postbag from the Hedge, number 37. Did you guys have a read through any of these?
I did. I don't really like these that much.
Okay, I don't know. They're not that great this month. My favorite one would have to be the one to Shanty Claus asking where he's been, and he says he doesn't know when he'll be coming back, you know? So, we'll just have to wait and see what goes on there. But, anyways, that's that. SMS added to Denmark, Finland, Ireland, Norway, and Sweden.
Yay.
So, yeah, that's nice that they can pay by SMS there, you know?
Why those places? Why
I don't know.
Here?
I don't know. Would you pay by that method or?
Yeah.
But what if? How would you explain the phone call bill?
It wouldn't go on a bill.
Why?
Because I have a prepaid phone. I'm not on any plan.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
So you get a new phone whenever it runs out and then just throw the other one out?
No.
No, you just get a card to top it up.
Oh.
Put more money on it.
Oh, I didn't know that's how it worked. I thought they were like disposable ones that you can throw out when you're done.
No. I've had my phone for years. You'd think I'd have thrown it out by now if that was the case.
Okay. Wow.
Is that what you do, Shane?
No, actually, no. Anyways, I don't know. I feel like an idiot today.
Oops, okay.
I clicked on the wrong button. We're going to move on to the poll now. So I'm going to ask one of you guys to take the first question here while I compose myself. So, maybe Mr. Chief Snake here, please.
What was your favorite quest of 2008? Is that what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yep, okay. What was your favorite quest of 2008, Shane?
Well,
or Kirby?
I voted for Wolgothic Sleeps. What'd you vote for?
I probably would have voted for Wild Gothic Sleeps if I'd done it. But I also haven't filled out the poll yet, so I haven't voted for anything.
Do that now.
Okay, quickly. Kirby can answer them all while I do that.
Kirby, what's your favorite?
I don't really know at the moment. It's probably between Median History and my Legacy of Sirgaze.
Okay. Just for the record, 19% Wolgothic Sleeps, 14% Wolf Whistle, and 10% I have not played any of these quests. So, yeah. Then it goes down to 9, 7, 6, 5, and then 4. So, as a first resort, that was a good quest. Oh, another one they forgot was that global warming quest. You remember that one where you could learn to smith pickaxes? They forgot to list that one.
Oh, the dwarf one?
Yeah, I forget what it was called, but You know, I don't know. I really don't think they should be pushing those kind of storylines. It's not politically correct to be enforcing people
have to
those
be
kind of
politically
things.
Correct.
Yes, it should be. The next one, what was your favorite non-quest update of 2008? 14% say the PvP worlds, followed by 13% the bank update, and 12% summoning. What was your guys' favorite non-quest updates, Kirby?
I'm looking for HD, but I can't find it on this list.
Yeah, that's further down on the quest.
Okay.
I mean,
on the
question.
Quest?
On the poll.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd probably say the bank tabs then.
Okay. I forget what
I'm
going to
go with. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go with, the bank as well. Yep, bank.
Yeah. Actually, I think that's what I put. That's at 13%. So I'm glad we're all in agreement. Next question. Chief Snake, Brad, I don't know what to call
me,
you.
Okay, what was your favorite new item in 2008?
Got the results.
Ooh, Slayer Helm is on there. I'd say Slayer Helm, just because it's cool.
That's what I put too, but lots of people put the Dragon Plate Body.
I don't know why that would be there. That's not good.
Yeah. Kirby?
Well, I'd probably choose the Omni Staff, probably because that's the only thing I can get.
The what?
The Omni Talisman Staff.
Oh. Well, that's not on the list.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
It is? Where?
It's right above Slayer Helm.
No, it's not.
Fourth from the bottom. Yes, it is.
I don't see it on here. It's not on my list.
Fourth from the bottom.
It's not.
There's other Spirit Shield, Slayer Helm, Omni Talisman, /Star.
No, I don't see it. It's not on my list.
Are you blind?
What list are you looking
at? I'm not blind. Here, I'll show you guys. Give me one sec. I'll take a picture of it. Okay.
I took a picture for you.
Okay, there we go. We got a nice little conversation there going now. So.
Oh, sorry. Yep.
What? Look at that.
Oh, it's not on that list.
Yeah.
Oh, no one must like it. Maybe they just left it out.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I said Slayer Helmet, but that was a nice little thing there, making me think I'm crazy or something, but I don't know. Maybe you guys are crazy.
No.
No, you saw my screenshot.
Okay, now here you go, Kirby. Favorite graphical update of 2008? 39% say texturing, otherwise known as RuneScape HD. So is that the one you're going to pick?
Yep, of
okay.
course.
Brad?
I think resizable game window is also a
yes,
good
yes, improvement. That's what I said on mine.
But I mean, yeah, HD is the obvious one. So I would be like split between them.
Yeah.
So I'll say resizable game window.
Yep. And then 19% full screen mode, 10% emote animations. That's not really that interesting. Tazar, 6%. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That was a good quest. Oh, yeah, cats, 2% figures, eh? Oh, and finally, what was your favorite music update of 2008? 42% say other, which I believe is short for I don't listen to the music. So, yeah, it's safe to say that we're pretty much all in the same boat here, Kirby. Do you listen to the RS music?
Of course I do. It's the best music I've ever heard.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. That's good to hear. So, but the only one that has a significant share of votes is Animal Apogee at 10% from Wolf Whistle. I don't know. Maybe
I
should go.
Oh yeah,
go
I suppose that's the easiest
to
one to get from a quest.
Yeah,
because it's the easiest quest to do.
Favorite website update? You take this one, Mr. Chief Snake.
Favorite website update. French RuneScape launch.
Oh, really?
Without a doubt.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Kirby?
Probably the RuneScape. What?
No, your turn.
Okay. I like the RuneScape artwork banners. I've been saving them into document.
Okay. I said the Grand Exchange database. Along with 45% of the other people.
That's a good point. But
yeah, that Grand Exchange database is real useful.
Yeah.
It's good fun looking at some of the graphs too, you know.
I'm torn between them, but still, French RuneScape is good.
Oh, come on. You don't even speak French in real life.
I don't care. It's
like, you don't speak French at home. But anyway,
that's besides the point.
Okay, now what was your favorite website feature of 2008? 29% say other, meaning they don't know. But 15% say Christmas cards. And then the wallpaper. I don't know, I was a bit let down by that Christmas card that came out with the Falador. It wasn't what I was expecting. So, sorry to anybody who voted out there for that voted on my advice. But that's the way it works. You guys have any favorite website features?
No, not really.
I just voted other.
Yeah, see? There we go. So, what do you know? Anyways, that's it for RuneScape updates this week, the last section of RuneScape updates for 2008. We're going to move on to questions now. Now, that would have been a perfect point to save after a short break from our sponsor known as, yeah, but we don't have any sponsors, so I don't know. I just felt like, I was going to, like, move into that.
Okay,
but we don't
moving
have
on.
So take the first question then. Yes, you, Brad.
Maybe I don't want to.
Yes, you should.
Okay. I'm getting bored with RuneScape and I don't know what to do. I really want more money so I can buy more stuff. I'm saving up for a Halloween mask. I got the good armor and equipment, so I want to start killing monsters, but I don't know what to kill. What monsters drop the best items frequently? I fought high levels and I'm ready for a challenge. What monster should I kill? Don't make me kill the Kalfite Queen because I got nothing. I just lost everything I had in the story below. I was gulled from PvP, so all I have is 30k. So what's the question?
He wants to know what monster to kill.
What monsters? Okay. And that's from Bruno.
Yes.
So what monster... Oh, well, how good is he? I haven't... What are his stats?
I think the best way to go would be Slayer. And he did include his RuneScape name, but unfortunately I already deleted the question because it came in through email. I forgot that part. So... Anyways, so, yeah. I don't know. I just recommend Slayer. Or if you have 83 Slayer, which I don't think you do, but if you do, you can go to the Spiritual Mages. So, yeah, that's what I got to say on that. I don't know, unless you guys have any other better ones to go fight.
No, I have to agree. Just do Slayer because you're going to have to train Slayer at some point if you want to get that high as well, so might as well start early.
Yeah.
Unlike me. Yeah, I have to agree with you too.
Why, what's your Slayer level?
probably like 53 or something.
Oh, still.
Yeah, you should get it up. See, that's the thing. If you work on Slayer for, say, 4 months straight, by the end of that 4 months, you'll have a very nice bank and a very nice combat level. So there's no reason not to do Slayer.
Just kind of bores me.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It was always the crappy tasks that made me stop. So.
Yeah.
Ah, well. Thank you, Bruno. What are your combat levels and quest points? My combat level is 96 and I have 261 quest points. That's from Earth 271072. So let's go around the table here and start with Kirby.
Ah, crap. okay. Okay, I can tell you my combat level, but I don't know my quest points at the moment. I'll get that up in a second.
Okay, we'll go
my
check.
My combat... What?
Go check. We'll just go to Chief Snake next.
Okay. Okay.
So, oh, what combat level? Oh, me. Okay. My combat level is 117, and I have 228 quest points, I think.
Okay. That's not bad. That's pretty good. Getting there.
I try. Yeah. Not that I want to get there. Maybe one day.
Kirby?
Okay, I am level 116, and I have 256 quest points.
Well, that's a nice number, 256.
Mm.
Yes. As for me, I'm combat level 124 with 276 quest points. That'd be all of them.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I know. That's part of the job, you know. If any of you guys ever want to take over as permanent host in the event Brad has to vacate, you need to get all the quest points done.
Brad doesn't have all the quest points.
Oops. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point.
Still,
okay,
no
forget
one can take
I ever
over
said
from
that.
It.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Earth. Kirby, you want to take the next one?
I have a little difficulty with Safari. I'll be back in a second. Or no. look at the MSN or whatever.
I can't see any messages. Oh, there we go. Okay.
I still haven't received whatever message.
Okay, you take the question then.
Okay. Oh, me?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Was there ever a time that you did something that really made you want to quit RuneScape? If so, what was it? Personally, one time I went into the wilderness, forgot I was Skulled, and lost my adamant armor and my granite maul when I was level 47. I didn't play for another year or so. Lob. And that's from Sir Savage 6.
Not Ravage. Savage.
Well, obviously not Ravage. Why would it be Ravage?
Well, for the 2 weeks prior to last week, I was calling him Sir Ravage. So have you ever had a situation like that where you lost something and made you cry and you quit RuneScape for a year?
I got killed by a river troll while wearing a blue mask. That was tragic.
When was this?
That was before RuneScape 2, I think.
Wow.
I can't remember.
They had
river
trolls?
Oh, no, what? It probably was after RuneScape 2
was
released.
Yeah, I don't think they had river trolls in RuneScape Classic.
Yeah, that's right. They didn't even have any of those anti-macro things. But I've also been hacked twice. It's quite embarrassing, really. Once in RuneScape Classic, and I lost another blue mask from that. And once in RuneScape 2, in 2003, 3-ish, I think, where I lost a red mask and a green mask.
Wow.
Wow.
And absolutely nothing else. Only those two masks. So.
Have you had any other experiences since then?
No, I've been safe since 2003.
Well, that's good. Maybe it's someone you know. Like, you know?
No, because I was... Oh, I mean, it could have been, but I never... never gave my password out or anything, not my recovery questions or
he could have done
anything.
It while he was at your house.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Anyway,
I never even played back then when I got hacked the second time when I lost my red mask and green mask. So I just logged in one day, like for the first time in 2 or 3 months and noticed they were gone, so I just have to assume it was being hacked.
Yeah. Okay, Kirby.
Okay, this was just in October 2007 when the agility skill of the month was going on. While I got hacked and lost everything, including the tools I needed to get more money, so that was kinda weird. And then there was another time I got hacked. Then I just didn't really want to play after those. That's it.
Okay. See, I got hacked once, but it was back in the early days, so I received a nice stimulus package, and I was able to continue on without any problems. So this was back. This was back in September 2004.
Mm.
So I have no idea how that happened, but because you know my stance on security and everything, it's very hard to infect me with something. But I just don't know how that happened. Thank you, Sir Savage. Anybody else have anything before we move on?
Maybe it was Mike.
No, I don't
think so.
Stabbed
you in the back.
No, it was a different IP address. It wasn't one of the ones from Edmonton.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll take this next question.
Yes.
Okay. Shane, what do you like more, farming or Star Trek? For Kirby, if you're in junior or high school, what are your marks like, and what are you good or bad at? Also, what computer games do you play, not including RuneScape? Now a few questions for all of you. What do you think of Alienware computers or laptops? And what are your desktop backgrounds? Keep up the great show, Frosty Bow.
Good, you did the rhyme.
Yep.
So, I'll take the first part. Without a doubt, Star Trek. If anybody wants to know some good episodes to get started on, just send me a nice little PM on the forums at forums.rspmb.com.
No, yeah, Shane, how that. Could you?
Not to do that.
Yeah, we'll talk later about that.
Star Trek over farming. I'm disgusted.
Yeah, I have a friend that has all of them, so.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, so that's okay. Where I get all my Star Trek.
Okay, so Kirby, how are your marks, and what are you good and bad at?
Okay, so is there any place different than, like, A to F?
Huh?
Is there any marks, like, different than A to F, A, B, C, D, E, F? I mean, oh. Not E.
Oh, yeah, ask Chief Snake here.
Okay.
No, thanks. No, we have different systems, so that just ignore me. You can do the whole A, B, C, D, F thing.
Okay. So I'm a complete straight A guy. I don't get anything less in middle school or juniors, high school, whatever you
okay.
want to call
well, that's
it.
Good.
Computer games. I do play a few games like StarCraft, Team Fortress 2. And the one I like the most at the moment that I play a lot is called Armageddon Advanced. It's like one of the Tron games. You know the Tron movies?
No.
No.
They're like old Disney movies.
Nope.
Anyway, it's like this race game where you get other people to die in your tail or track, whatever.
Interesting. Let's talk a bit about our computer games. Do you play any other computer games, Brad?
No. Nah, just RuneScape. I'm a boring guy.
As for me, on the computer, if you're strictly talking computer, if there's anything on the computer, it will either be Counter-Strike Source or Team Fortress 2.
Ooh.
Yes. We should move on to the next part. Alienware computers, anybody? Any takers?
I've never used one in real life.
In real life?
Hmm?
In real life? What do you mean?
I've never used one. Well,
okay.
Full stop.
So, Kirby, what do you think of them?
I don't really know. Probably. They're good for graphics, right? Or
well,
gaming?
Well, sort of, but the thing is, you're just paying for the Alienware brand. Ideally, if you're going for an Alienware laptop, you're not going to be taking it anywhere, because unless they're using a mobile processor and with a mobile GPU, you're really not going to get that good battery life if you're taking it somewhere. So I'd highly advise checking into it to see if they're using the mobile versions of the GPU and CPU first. But then again, if you're just leaving it on your desk, why not get a desktop? Then again, if you wanted an Alienware desktop, you can probably build one that's better for cheaper, because you're just paying for the brand. I know if I was given an allowance of $1,500, I could pretty much build a top-of-the-line computer if I had wanted. Top-of-the-line in regards to the fact that it's not the most expensive I can put in, it's the best bang for the buck, you know? So that's basically what I'm trying to say here. So, I don't know, I really wouldn't advise them. But then again, you can make the same argument for Macs. You're paying for the brand, right? So...
Yeah.
I don't
know. Well, I mean, you're also paying for the software, but... Yeah, I suppose it's all the brand.
Yeah, and it's just the stability factor. And I don't know, this isn't intended to be a commercial on Macs, by the way. That's later in the broadcast, so we'll move on to the next part. Desktop backgrounds? Kirby?
I have an interface lift one.
Okay. You can send us the link later, Chief Snake.
I have a nice background at the moment. I don't know how to describe it.
Is it the one that's still on that desktop topic picture?
It's the most recent one I posted a couple of days ago.
Yeah, so not the one with the unhidden icons.
Yeah, it's got them hidden now.
Oh, that's a nice one. The bales of hay on the right and the plant on the left.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's a nice one.
My dad commented on the one on the left when he came in a few days ago. Sorry, continue, Kirby. What did he say?
Yeah.
I'm getting mine.
Okay,
there.
What did he say?
God, stupid delay. What did he? I forget what he said. He just complimented it.
Oh yeah, because he likes plants, doesn't he?
I do.
Yep. No, not you. My dad.
Okay, Kirby. Where's yours?
He just sent it on the MSN.
Oh really?
Yep.
I don't see
Even
it.
I got that.
Oh damn it. Yeah. Thank you. So, that one. I've seen that one before. Okay, we'll post some links in the notes to these. And I got this one that was taken in the French Alps of a winter scene. So, I like to theme it in regards to seasons. And before that, it was the Unity 1 space station that someone made. Yeah. Okay, that's enough of that. Oh my, what was that? Someone's dog having your...
oh, that's mine.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, you die tomorrow, you find yourself in heaven in front of God. He's retiring, and you're asked to take his place. But you have to show your worth by using his powers to change the world in one image, and you're only allowed to do one thing. What would it be? That's from Anubis. Brad, you go first.
I'm going to have to say trick question. God does not exist.
Okay.
If not, then... No, what are God's powers exactly?
I don't
know. Anything. Just choose anything.
Sorry, Kirby. No, I'll pass. You first.
Okay. Could I do anything?
Yes!
Well, I don't know. That's what I was asking.
Oh. I mean, change the image of the world, continents or something like that. I would, choose world peace or something. Stop. I don't know.
Okay. As for me, I'd change our position in the universe to be something more interesting, you know, rather than this boring section of the galaxy.
Star What's Trek World.
Okay, Brad, your turn.
No, not like Star Trek World. I don't know. I'm quite happy with the world apart from... No, I'm happy. Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't do anything.
So you're not going to
just leave it as it is. Let us work out our own problems.
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea. I'm all for non-interference. Non-interference in developing cultures. You know?
Mm.
We've gone through this before in another show sometime about not interfering in third world countries, but anyways. Next one is, what is the best Christmas present you've ever received? That's from Beva. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Kirby, you want to go first?
Getting MacBook early. I don't know.
Oh, that was an early Christmas gift?
Yeah, except I have to pay for it.
So it's not really a gift then, is it?
No.
Okay. Brad?
I couldn't think of anything. I don't get most of my presents for Christmas. I get all the good ones for my birthday. And yeah, so for Christmas...
What'd you get for your birthday last year, then?
Last year, I got a tablet.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this year, I got a tablet.
And?
Since it's... And what?
What was the Christmas one?
Christmas one. I can't remember what I got last year. It was probably nothing too special.
Okay. See, I'm in sort of the same boat, and I really don't know what it was, so I'm just going to pass out on this one. I mean, skip out on this one. I'm not going to pass out, but you know what I mean. Thank you. Next question. Somebody, Kirby.
Okay. Do you guys listen to music while playing RuneScape? If so, what kind of music?
The RuneScape music.
No.
No.
What do you listen to?
Who?
Kirby.
I don't listen to anything.
Well, that's the same as me. Okay, Brad, your turn.
Yeah, I listen to lots of music all the time.
Rap and hip-hop.
What do I listen to, Shane? No.
I don't know what you listen to. Why are you asking me?
I sent you that song.
Yeah, but I don't know what... I don't even know what the hell it's called. So...
You liked it. You didn't even look at the name of it?
No. So, just tell me.
Oh, well. I listen to some rock, hard rock, metal... But nothing too heavy. Yeah,
we were talking about this last night. Remember the blurred lines between what was it between Metallica and that other one?
Yep, and Disturbed. Anne Boleyn, yes. Thank you.
Anything else?
Oh, I was just guessing.
Were you really?
Yeah.
How did you know that? Did you see it in my topic? Not my topic, but post.
No, actually, I wasn't guessing. I was just saying what I like. I don't listen to it during RuneScape, though.
Oh, that's good. You both like Anne Boleyn.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Is that like some... No, I'm not going to say anything. I know that's not the case, but I just thought of something.
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
Anyways,
never mind.
Thank you for that question, Kyle Scorpion. And we know what kind of music Kirby and Brad like now. What is the port that a PlayStation 2 uses to connect the RCA of a TV? And can I get that but to a VGA? That's from 99887. I'm going to take a shot in the dark at this, even though I don't have a PS3. I mean a PS2. That's called a component... video cable, the one that connects to the yellow, the red, and the white?
I thought so. Composite, yeah. RCA.
No, composite is the red, green, and blue.
Same thing.
No, they're not.
Continue.
But I looked, and the only way to get a VGA connector for the PS2 is to make your own by taking the end of a VGA cable and then soldering wires together from the composite adapter. So unless you're up for some soldering, it's not a likely project that you'd want to undertake.
What?
Yeah, that's
you
the
get
only
some kind of adapter for it.
I looked and there is no adapter to VGA for the PS2.
Well, maybe not for the PS2 end of it, but the I don't know.
I don't think it's possible, but so
just
I don't know. You can
use
look
Google.
On, yeah, you could try that, but oh well. I don't know. I really don't think it's possible for that. The only way would be, because I did a search and there is no real standalone adapter, and I don't think they sell VGA to the yellow adapter, the component, but yeah, there you go. Thank you, 99887. Next one. Brad?
Shane, have you ever been to a Star Trek convention? If so, when and where? If not, do you plan on going to one? That is from MageGuy08.
No, I don't plan
Good
on
going
you. To one.
Good on
because
you.
Because they don't actually come here.
You should go to Vulcan. That's the name of that place, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a town called Vulcan in southern Alberta.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, that's cool.
And I apparently on the way in, they got a model of the USS Enterprise when you come into the town. So, yeah. No, I have never gone to one, and I don't think I will be going to one.
Oh, come on.
Good boy. Next question.
I've noticed this to be happening more and more recently, and I want your opinion. Are you okay with people posting anything non-RS related on RuneWire? I think it is just weird that people are so, I don't know what to call it, but then when someone posts anything about RL or WoW, people just go nuts. A few examples, links to this post and another one. Basically, yeah, so remember we were having a little chat about this last night?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What's your thoughts on it first?
I don't care. It's fine that people post non-RS related things on there. But, you know, I agree with you. If it gets out of hand, if it starts to become more RS related, I mean, more non-RS related posts than not, then obviously we should probably do something about it. But otherwise, it's not like it's taking over. So,
yeah.
There should be no problems with it.
See, this is sort of the thing that was originally intended of RuneWire. Thing is, people see a reply button and they automatically assume it's like a forum or something, you know? Like, yeah. I'm sure we've all seen that, that RuneWire gets treated as if it's a forum and there has to be some degree of order to it, you know? But that's not really the case. RuneWire isn't a forum. RuneWire is sort of designed to be like a messenger service that you use to tell a group of people online what you're up to. It's not a forum topic system. It's a messenger. So they can be pretty much about anything, just as long as all the posts aren't World of Warcraft or real life stuff, that's fine. One or two, 10 even a day, because if there's enough posts, if there's enough posts and it's not taking over, it's fine, you know? So, I don't know. Well, we might be going into more of a formal type of a governance procedure on RuneWire, setting up something like a board of directors for RuneWire to discuss its future and stuff. So we might be setting that up with a few key people that have been involved in the past and people that use it a lot. So we'll just see about that. Kirby, what do you think?
I think it's okay, but you might want to change your little motto of what are you doing in RuneScape.
It's primarily RuneScape, so
yeah.
That's where I got that. So I don't know. It's fine. So I don't know if there's always any question about a post, just press the report button. Reports are anonymous now, unless somebody's abusing the system. So just feel free to send one of those in, and we will get to it as soon as possible. Yes. Oh my, we're already in recording an hour, so I think we're going to skip the rants this week, even though I put two in. I'll save them for next in January, because we're going too long, I think. Anyways, we got some tech news this week. Microsoft issued an emergency security patch for IE, so run Windows Update if you haven't. If automatic updates aren't turned on, Brad, do you run with automatic updates turned on?
Yep.
That's good. The only thing I don't like is sometimes it restarts itself in the middle of the night and you don't want it to restart itself.
Yes.
I just like to have confirmation. But anyways, this security exploit that was patched was known as a remote code execution exploit, which basically means that from somewhere else, somebody could inject some code into your browser and make it do crazy things that would put you in danger. So, by all means, update Windows and don't use Internet Explorer. No, no, no. Use Firefox or Chrome.
Or Safari. So,
well, no, not Safari on Windows. That thing's just horrible. I'm sure we've all tried it on Windows.
No.
So yeah, I assume we all here use Firefox.
I will soon. I heard about the new MacBook multi-touch Firefox, so.
Oh yeah, that's coming. That should be interesting to see. Yeah, the new MacBooks are multi-touch aware on their trackpad, so apparently in the next build of Firefox, you'll be able to use your trackpad for more interesting things.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
So, yeah. So, I don't know. I've converted a fair few people to Firefox, you know, and they always wondered what they were missing out on before, and some people are leery because they don't want their websites to stop working, but, you know, everything works in Firefox now, so... Yeah, that's that.
Yep, I converted a guy to Firefox yesterday.
Hell yeah.
At work.
And why did you do that? What was he using beforehand?
He was using a screwed up combination of... you notice I didn't use that word that I used with you last night. But anyway, yes, he was using that combination of Internet Explorer 6 and 7 because his... Internet Explorer wasn't working for him. He couldn't access it. He couldn't go into it or anything. So I found out his problem, that it was disabled in the accessibility program access and defaults settings. So I enabled it for him, and voila, you could go into Internet Explorer again. Except someone had tried to fix it by installing the new version, Internet Explorer 7, while it was not able to be accessed. And so that caused the installer to crash halfway through installation. So basically the interface was Internet Explorer 6 while all the icons were 7. And yeah, it was very, very difficult to do anything on it.
That is a true hybrid of Internet Explorer 6 and Internet Explorer 7.
Yep. I don't know what the rendering engine was, though.
Wow.
I couldn't really do enough in it to find out. So anyway, I just said, screw this, and downloaded Firefox for him, and he was grateful for that. And
did he give you a hug and a kiss after?
No, not that kind of grateful. Okay. But my boss cancelled... the technicians they were going to call in to look at it. So she was very happy with it.
Wow. Okay, moving on. RAAA stops.
On the phone when she's calling his people to stop it. The school kid we've got in for the holidays has fixed our computer. Yes.
Wow. RAAA stops lawsuits, but not the threats. For years, the RIAA has been filing lawsuits against thousands of individuals who allegedly shared copyrighted music. Following recent court setbacks, the lobby group announced that it will stop mass lawsuits instead, focus on cutting deals with ISPs to disconnect IP addresses that repeatedly share copyrighted music. Yes! Not that we do any of that or endorse it, do we?
No.
Of course not. But... I don't know, that's good. Maybe they're finally going to die out, you know?
Mm.
I don't know. With the new Obama administration not so prone to lobbyists, you know, as the George Bush administration would be and everything, I really hope that's the case because, really, why are they setting the laws on this kind of stuff when really it should be set by the government itself and enforced by the government? You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I feel like this is a tiny victory, if you know what I mean, but... Not that we do any of that. I won't name names, but somebody, yeah. Anyways, so, yeah, so
that
you
was
might
very
have
subtle.
You might have a little chance to actually download some music now, but not that we endorse that. So, moving
until
on.
Until March, anyway.
Oh yeah, right. That's there.
Not that I do that.
You basically admitted to it.
Oh. No, I didn't.
Anyways, we got two new holiday Get a Mac ads. I can do anything and tree trimming. Should I play them here or just mention the link?
I'd like to play them.
Okay, I'll play the first one. This is the one I like.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC. Mac, do you know why I love this time of year?
Because it's the season for peace on Earth?
No, it's because we get to be animated, and that means we can do anything. For instance, I can float up in the air, I can build things in fast motion.
Wow.
Yeah, I can even talk to animals. Hey, happy holidays, little bunny. Where are you headed?
I'm going to the Apple Store for some last-minute gifts.
Oops. Oh, I'm sorry. How did that happen? Clumsy me.
I just love that part.
It's funny.
I saw that one earlier. I like that one.
Yeah, and then there's the tree trimming one where you guys can watch that on your own time. But I don't know. Check them out. I really like their holiday ads. They're good fun.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Get a Mac. No, not really. Maybe.
No,
I don't
really.
Know.
Yes.
I don't know. Kirby, you like it?
Oh, yeah. I love Macs.
Have you noticed the fact that Java and Flash perform not as good as they do on Windows?
No.
You haven't noticed that?
Maybe his Windows computer wasn't as powerful before anyway, and so the MacBook is better anyway.
Yeah, my dad tried to install better video cards and stuff like that on the Windows one. Now it goes way slow.
Okay.
I think this one's faster.
Yeah, see... I had a situation the other night where Firefox was using 155% CPU on a page that had two Flash ads.
Ah.
So, as you can see, that's sort of what I mean there. And it can also happen with JavaScript, but, you know, anyways. Yeah, so we're going to skip off on rants this week and go straight into other things with a bit of discussion about RSBNB mess, which is what we ended up calling it, which is our 12 holiday events. Yesterday was the skull ball races. We had some good fun with that. Not really, but oh well. Tonight, as you guys are yesterday, if you guys are listening to this on Saturday, God Wars Armadale. So hopefully we got some good items from that. Either of you guys coming to that?
I'm not the fighting type.
Okay.
Well, yes, I'm coming.
Okay. On Saturday, it's the scavenger hunt at 2 p.m. And then we got also the pie baking contest, which involves growing your own vegetables. And I'm talking to myself now. My internet kind of crapped out.
That was bad. What happened?
I don't know. I lost the connection for a minute.
Oh, good. It was you, not me. I was worried about that.
My internet lost connection there briefly. Oh, and Kirby got quiet.
Oh, sorry about that.
Okay. So where were we? After God Wars, we got the scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Allotment growing contest, yep, which you and me will be running. That's always fun to watch plants grow. Then on Monday, we got another recording of RSBNB update for our clip show and Christmas show.
Yeah.
The 23rd is Find Santa. 26th is another God Wars event, Bandos. 27th is Agility Pyramid Race. 28th, Steel War. 29th, Snowball Fight. December 30th, The Amazing Race. And December 31st, New Year's Costume Contest. So with all that said, check that out at forums.rsbnb.com. You will have to sign up in order to see the events. I did check on that. You need to be signed up and logged in to see events.
Okay.
I don't know. I think that's a good lineup of events. Hopefully people come, you know.
I'll be coming to about eight of them.
Oh, that's good to hear. We should talk a bit about Skill of the Month right now, shouldn't we? Adiv has passed X-Blades now, is in second with 537k XP, and RS Gamer is still winning with 1.1 million XP. So as you can see, Slayer is sort of underway, and I think RS Gamer has this in the bag unless something terribly wrong happens or somebody manages to pull an amazing comeback out of their back pocket.
What wrong would happen?
I don't know. Someone's computer might die or something. I don't know. So also with that, just... with that... What?
Sorry.
Okay.
I think we
also
have a
with
bit
that
of a delay now.
Yeah. Also with that said, I think we should be giving you guys a reminder. If you have any clips you want to hear on the clip show, tell us where they are so we can fetch them from the episode and then we'll put them in. So we need to know that by Monday.
How many do you have of those?
I don't have any right now. I haven't started going through it because I've been really busy. But I do have a sort of a list going in my file of stuff I want to get. So it shouldn't be too hard.
All right.
And then the live show on Monday, as we've mentioned before, that'll be on the TeamSpeak server. So you guys can listen to Brad and myself. Who will be back? He was just feeling sick this week, so he wasn't able to do the show. So you can listen to us laugh and giggle about what happened in this past year. I think you might be on there a bit, Chief Snake, in the clip show.
I've only been on a few episodes. We didn't do anything special on them.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's something you said at one point or another, you know? Maybe, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't think you have to worry, Kirby, because I don't think there's anything on this episode that you said that would warrant clip show material, unless you say it after. I don't know. We'll see. So.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Intent. Say something.
I can't think of anything funny at the moment.
So, what have you guys been up to, primarily? Start with Kirby.
I've just been getting used to my MacBook that I love so much.
Okay. Anything else?
Some Star Trek watching.
Oh, what ones?
I've been just starting from the... Just from the bottom, at the first generation ones.
Okay. Any RuneScape stuff?
No, not really.
Okay.
Content Crew, I guess.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
It's okay, I guess.
Okay, that's good. And last but not least, well, second last but not least, Brad.
Right, okay. What have I been doing? I've been working this week. At a local place, a design and print place. So, been printing and designing stuff.
That's good fun, hey? Especially if you like the job.
Yeah, it's been good. The week's gone fast compared to other weeks that I've spent there.
That's good to hear. Anything
good
else
jobs.
RuneScape related or stuff?
Not really. I haven't been doing anything on RuneScape, just merchanting. So
okay.
It's nice and fast and easy. Just leave
farming?
Stuff in overnight and make a few mil every day. Farming, no, I haven't done any, unfortunately.
But you posted a thing on RuneWire yesterday of your plans, so is that going to be happening
soon?
Oh,
yeah, my plans. But maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll start that in 2009 or something. Or maybe after I've got 99, nearly said it. Yeah, I won't.
I think we can talk about that, can't we?
Oh, it depends who you mean, we.
Well, you know.
Not yet.
Oh, there's a different
Kirby,
plan.
Kirby, do you know my plans?
No, I don't.
That's good. We'll keep it that way. It's actually a lie. I don't have any plans, but I'll think of something to do. And
aren't we doing that thing, you know?
Oh, that thing. Yeah, we'll do that thing sometime as well, but that thing is... Actually, that's going to be annoying, because that thing's going to be taking up a lot of time. Maybe I'll just buy everything I need for the other thing.
Ah, right. Okay.
Before I then... Because I should still have all my money left. And...
Yeah.
No, I'll be sweet.
Okay. As for me, I finished my fall term. I've been doing fire making. Got 96, I believe. Yeah, I got 96. So, yeah, that's pretty much it. And a few little sight things here and there. And preparing for Christmas, of course. So... I think that's it for episode 183, unless either of you guys have anything else you want to say.
No. Well, just so you don't get worried, Kobu, we're not just avoiding you talking to you. It's just because this is going to be public.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
So, with that said,
it's been RSB
and the Update 183 with Kirby.
Yay.
And Brad, Chief Snake, Chiefykins. I don't know what you want to be called anymore. But
Brad Letta.
And myself, Shane.
What?
We will see you guys on Thursday, I believe, next week when one episode gets released. Or it might be Christmas Eve. I don't know when I'm releasing that, but there'll be something on Christmas Eve, I can tell you that. So, see you next week, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Actually, well, yeah, I am.
Wow. Okay.
Seriously?
Well, it was a severe condition, anyway.
Oh. Nice. Has anyone ever done that before?
Yeah. It happens
all the time. Oh, no, I mean, like, really, it happens all the time.
Well, yeah, it's like minus 40 and outside, you know?
Oh, well. Yeah, you haven't seen it.